Mandatory Fortnite. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I just watched the Fortnite esports finals on YouTube, and no question, this is a real sport. The competitors have a workout regimen.
I try to sleep well, eat well.
They have to play through injuries.
Dealing with tendonitis is a very, very big thing, especially ahead of a competition of this caliber.
They give awkward pregame interviews.
It feels amazing. This Fortnite game is definitely a mental game. If you lose your mind, you're going to lose the game.
And it is unforgiving. These guys play the keyboard like classical pianists, but one mistake.
Oh my gosh.
And they're dead. Just one glaring problem. Even though esports are open to everyone and don't require upper body strength, the number of females among the 100 Fortnite finalists was exactly zero, which means the chance of a female winning that $3 million first prize, or frankly any major prize, is exactly zero. Maybe it's because girls have a problem fake killing each other, but whatever it is, esports is headed straight for a Megan Rapinoe moment unless something changes. So, it is time for mandatory girls' Fortnite classes starting in the first grade. But Dave, you say, the girls have Tomb Raider with Lara Croft and My Little Pony Magic Princess. I'm sorry, those are not going to fill a stadium. You can either fix it now or regret it later. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.